People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg, my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
And normally I wait like 5 minutes when I do the show. I start talking and then we kind of tell the guests, you hang out, we'll introduce you. That way you could ease into the show. I know that our guest today doesn't need to be eased into the show. Matter of fact, we are more likely to need to be eased into the show than her. We are so excited to have one of our favorite guests. From Drivers vs. Survivors, which I'm sure you've heard on this show many times, one of the greatest nonprofits in the whole Bay Area. Sherry Higgs is with us.
Hi.
Welcome back.
For those of you that don't know, this woman is the type of lady who, if everything was crumbling around her, you would never know. She would be absolutely the one that stands there like, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to do this. You're going to put that wall up. Sherry, I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here.
You've had an interesting year.
I have.
You've had productive years every year.
Yes.
Every time she comes here, I want to tell the whole backstory.
You never know with this girl.
Because the backstory is so intriguing, but then there's so much to talk about in a half hour. I don't want to use it all up. Are you able to do like a true nutshell version of that?
Yeah. So I got sick with inflammatory breast cancer, which is really rare and aggressive. Mm-hmm. And that was in 2010. I started a nonprofit in the Bay Area that gives free rides with companionship for cancer patients to and from their medical appointments. It's been growing steadily. And you said in a nutshell. So we're now in 12 areas in the Bay Area.
So we'll give a more in-depth look at of Drivers for Survivors. I just think it's important to know that people who like yourself, who are really, really dominating in the business world. You're a woman, and at this time, you were really at the top of your game. You were a real force in business. And life got in the way. And then all of a sudden your health was in question and I'm a philosopher. My existential side would have been going crazy. So all of a sudden life changes, your reality changes. So what you did was you took all that energy you were putting into your work and dominating your professional life into this, which became like your cause. And it means a lot to you.
My purpose.
It's your purpose. Exactly. And yet, this thing has grown like a startup business that's now grown into this and it blows my mind because it's really just you and your group, your small group of people.
We have a lean staff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's dominating and it's doing so well. And since we last had you here, obviously every time you come back, there's more progress. There's a lot of things. So can you tell us where right now what's going on with Drivers for Survivors?
Okay. So let's see. Office space has grown slightly. So we have one more space that got added with our last grant. So we're three tiny connecting offices, which was perfect. And each of those additions were at the same time a grant happened. So how do you explain that?
Right.
Kind of fascinating, right?
Providence.
We have a satellite office in Livermore now. So a man by the name of Robert Tucknot, who is a fellow Rotarian, offered up that space. And we use it quite frequently as we grow our presence in the Tri-Valley. We were offered a space for $1 a month in the Oakland area. However, we do have a bump in the road. We had a grant that we've been getting that became incredibly competitive, and we are not in on that grant. It's one in particular, and it would have been very impactful for that part of the Bay Area. So it's not stopping us. We still have the funding to go tiny, pretty tiny.
Yeah.
And we're going to just get really, on the ball in terms of looking for new granting sources to have a stronger presence in Oakland. But we're going to start, like I said, nonetheless, as of July 1st, servicing that area. So that would bring us to obviously 13 service areas. And you know, we're always continually looking for more people to be volunteer drivers and to have different gives, but we can hit on all that later. But yeah,
Oakland would be major because
Oakland's
that's
necessary. Yeah, very, very. I think it, based off of the feedback that we get when we did a tabling event there, a couple of them, we had a lot of people say, "Oh, so excited!" So, and we've done sit downs with some of the city officials and. Everybody's very welcoming. Now it's just about getting the logistics lined up. And some people have mentioned, well, you're going to have a hard time getting drivers in Oakland. But, you know, when we did our tabling event, we had a page full, and then we're not even there yet. And we got a page full of prospects. So people who were interested once we got there, people who lived in Oakland that needed us, and that people that said, well, once you get here, I'll drive for you. So we're already starting onboarding process with those drivers.
Why would it be more difficult in Oakland?
I'm not really sure where – I didn't have an in-depth conversation on the whys, but I think based off of the medical providers, a few people that I've spoke to, they've told me they have a little difficulty getting drivers. Hmm. And you know, I will say volunteer drivers, it's not like – it's not something that – you do have to put yourself out there and make sure they know what you're all about. And you need to do, you know, your really good job recruiting, because this is it's something that is very heartfelt. A lot of our drivers are cancer survivors themselves or people who have helped cancer survivors.
So they're passionately involved.
Yeah.
See, I don't care what city you're in. There's always going to be those people that want to do something meaningful and good. And maybe it's to make, maybe it's compensating for something in their own lives. Like you said, maybe they were sick. And they want to do something for somebody else, or they feel like they need to do something.
Pay it forward.
I do. Yes. That's, so I think there's always going to be people, no matter where you are. People are people, right? There's always going to be a percentage of people that really do want to do great things or meaningful things.
Absolutely.
So with all the updates and all that, it's great. But what I think is important to mention is, so in the beginning of the year, we got back from the holidays. I spent about 2.5 weeks over in. On the East Coast around Christmas time.
Florida.
And I came back and first show we did was like maybe January 8th or 10th or whatever. And Larry had said, hey, have you seen Sherry's updates on Facebook? And I'm like, I haven't been on Facebook in about 10 months. I kind of gave it up. And so I was like, so no, I didn't. And he said, well, she was going through some personal stuff. Like, you know, she was really struggling. She's been feeling ill. And I had no idea. And then he kind of explained, I guess he had got in touch with you, or you guys were going back and forth.
Yeah.
He gave me the update. So I think, again, it's important because there are a lot of people out there that when they get into the situation where things are getting rough, they sort of back down, or they become like sad and they feel bad for themselves, and it's normal. It's totally normal. Yep. But like you kind of stand up in the face a little bit. So here today, this woman walks in today, like as looking as good as you've ever looked, like happy, like totally blazing, and she's on top of everything, and yet you're recovering. You've had a rough month, and it's been a lot.
Yeah.
But can you give me again a nutshell? Sure. I don't want to get too personal, but like what?
I live out loud within reason, as I say, and I have a purpose for sharing this information. I want to share it because I want people to be comfortable talking about real topics.
Yes.
I think it's important for everyone. It's not so much like, oh, woe is me, but it's more about getting certain information out there and talking about the compassion and the opportunities that people have with one another when they're going through trying times. So bottom line is that I was part of a breast implant recall. And the recall was something that prompted the need to take care of my implants sooner than later. So the implants weren't chosen. The reason why I had them in the first place is because I had inflammatory breast cancer. So I had to go through procedures, quite a few of them, about a year, if not longer. And I was basically about a year and a half. So I was basically going through that, which is why I started the organization in the first place. And then this happens, right? So I'm going through this next phase. Yes, I've survived cancer, but it really is important for people to understand that when a person goes through cancer, that there's the maintenance that you probably have to do for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I think it reminded me a lot of the roots of the mindset that I was in when I started the organization. And I've always been, I've noticed a trend with me. I've always been about information. I almost feel like a journalist in some weird ways. Yeah. You know, it's like I have this need to talk about compassion. I have a need to talk about how you can help and just being transparent and not feeling uncomfortable with difficult topics, again, within reason. So I started doing these videos on my page that talked about the progress and going through it and how, you know, when people did kind things, I spoke to it. You know, one of the things that comes to mind was when I was in the surgery center, right before the surgery, you know, I had some of these folks coming in and kind of surrounding me. A nurse I'd met before when I gave a presentation at the same surgery center, there was a very good friend of mine who was had been working at that surgery center and changed roles, but came all the way over just to be there and say hello to me. And then there was the anesthesiologist himself, and they were just talking to me. We were laughing, and they were really making me very comfortable versus what could have been the alternative, which is a person going alone. Mm-hmm. Your palms are sweaty, your heart's beating rapidly, you're, you know, having a more of a anxiety. Okay. So it's representative of some of the things that I'm doing based off of, through the like social media sharing. Mm-hmm. It's representative of how, you know, we can really change how that looks.
Yeah.
You know, and for some people, maybe they have had that kind of handholding, but for others, they haven't. And we need to focus on the people who don't receive that.
Yeah.
And make sure that everybody mm-hmm. gets the TLC and the care during trying times. We're all here on this earth to connect and help each other. So the implant happened, and it did lay me down mm-hmm. for a couple weeks, 3 weeks, and I kept trying to do more.
Yeah, you were probably very difficult to keep
down. It
was very
hard. But what I kept hearing, it was like little angels in my ear. I kept hearing the same thing, but from different people. Just let it, you know, let it happen on its own. Just let your healing happen. And so I did. I did my best to take care of that. So I was dealing with, you know, obviously it's a big surgery because they had to go in and so it wasn't just an implant on the mastectomy side. It was really a breast reconstruction on one side because the left breast from the inflammatory was severely deformed. Mm-hmm. So they had to go in, reconstruct it. And I've had to, in these last 9 years, wear a prosthesis on that breast and right. no more. Yeah. So, you know,
modern
that's
technology.
In 9 years. Oh my goodness. It's gotten, there's a lot of things going on, and the medical care that I got was superior. So yeah, I it's too, you know, double, it's, it reminds me, not that I really need the reminder, because to be honest with you, I'm very aware of what I've been through all this time. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's just something about that reconnect with your vulnerability and how
right.
you communicate that to the people around you. And it's just an important part of the messaging, and to me,
it's important to remember the human element too, right? Because
yes.
like sometimes you have to shut it down. You know, when you get sick, like if you've got a cold or whatever, sometimes the inclination is like, oh, I'm just going to keep going. But then you get worse.
Yeah.
Sometimes just shut it down.
Shut it down.
And it's almost important to remember that your body is only, you know, can only handle so much, and you're going to break down if you don't stop.
I played a lot of canasta.
Good, did you?
I have like this site. It's called Pogo, and I played canasta. And
are you,
I,
my grandma?
I like mental strategy. I'm sitting there playing I'm doing like, you know, I wanted to read I have three leadership books that I got, and I wanted to read them. And, you know, Daisy.
Yeah.
And Lillian and William, they are all my staff. They looked at me, and they're like, basically took the books away from me and said, just
play canasta.
Yeah, just chill. Just.
You know what I would have done? Read High Altitude Climbing. That's very relaxing.
Yeah, high altitude climbing.
You read high altitude climbing?
I do a lot of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
In my head.
Oh, in your head. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because first of all, Canasta is a...
I was like just joking, by the way.
That's a very strategic card game.
It's fun. It is. Yeah.
It's fun.
I remember my grandmother used to play when I was a kid, and I used to sit there and watch her. Yeah.
It's a Midwestern game.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, in the Midwest, it's not just a grandma thing. In the Midwest, it's a thing. No, but it's true here.
Probably because of the weather.
There's hardly anybody here that knows Canasta. But when you go to the Midwest, it's part of daily life.
Yeah.
Daily life.
Well,
it's like Marjan or something. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, but like you're back and you're better than ever.
I'm back.
But you know, you're never stopping. So there's a lot of these things you have going on through the year. And one of the reasons why originally I was like, when you Larry brought your name up, I said, oh, we have to have her in anyway. It's the beginning of the year, and the black and white ball's coming. You know,
like the show must go on.
The show must go on. And so let's talk that for a second, then we'll come back to it again at the end because I think it should be mentioned twice.
Okay.
But this event happens. It's an annual event.
So the black and white ball? Yeah. The black and white ball is a biggie, and it's really coming along. And it was so exciting because, you know, I was worried because I had that month basically cut out that I could do the work on it. Mm. But every single one of my board members has stepped up, and we've got, you know, Washington Hospital Healthcare System is our top sponsor at this moment. We've got FH Daily, Chevrolet, Fremont Bank, Kaiser Permanente, Fidelity Insurance Service. The gentleman, Eric, is one of our board members, and what a wonderful person he is. He's our chair. Mm-hmm. He's the one who is the president of Fidelity. And then we've got Republic Services. They do a lot of wonderful things for people in the community. Horizon Financial, another board member, George. Mm-hmm. Safeway Foundation came in.
Wow.
And Fremont Chevrolet. So we have two Chevrolets. And see, I love to see businesses that are doing similar things being okay to be together.
Yeah. Competitors.
And to be okay.
Yeah.
Because it's all for a good cause. Mm-hmm. It's setting such a good example.
I agree.
So that is where – and we have some pending. I still need to raise
– Yeah, did you get the number yet?
Did I get the number? So I still need to raise $59,000. So there's a lot of opportunities. They can come in at like $1,000 increments all the way up to $10,000. But you could, for example – you could be a sponsor for our flowers and have your name on all the floral arrangements. And be
like
our
table or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And be our flower sponsor, or you could be what's called a technology sponsor, or you could be one of the major sponsors. But either way, it's positioned so that no matter how you come in, you'll get an equitable amount of exposure.
Right.
And also, if you come in at a top level, you'll be mentioned. If your technology or your top level of any of these tiers, you'll be mentioned on the air. So
okay,
we'll make
so
sure.
Anybody who is interested in this, whether you have a business or you work for a company that you think, like, I know a lot of these tech companies have money that they allocate towards.
They
these
set it
types
aside.
Of,
yeah.
Yeah.
It would be very it would be very welcome, and also it's high visibility at this point. I mean, the entertainment's coming. They're flying in from L.A.
Yeah. Is it Carol Weiss?
And Marcy Dodd.
Dodd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You remember them? Yeah. So they're coming in, and then we have. From San Francisco last year, we had Dr. Laura Esserman, and she came in as a keynote speaker, and we're in conversation right now. So
yeah, she's a big deal. Just to go see that would be amazing.
She took the house down. The way she just presents herself, her material. So she's a Time Magazine.
Yeah.
What do you call it? She's a power player, top 100 something. You know, yeah. I think that's what it is.
She's,
top 100 powerful women.
She is, yeah, exactly.
And she came in, and her personality is like, she's fun. Mm. So she came in though with nothing in her hands and her arms just, you know, outward, and she's walking around the stage. She's not behind a podium, and she's discussing topics. And we had these different medical providers in the room, but we have also other people, whether it be the entertainment or her, everybody was into it. So I think, if I dare say, without offending anyone, I think it was the best gala we'd ever had last year, and it's looking to become equally as wonderful this upcoming year because we have a lot of the same players signing up. Yes. I usually won't do that, but because these folks are so good, we're Why Fix What's Not Broken.
I was just going to say, right? Is that bizarre?
I'm
serious.
It's long, right? We're starting to mind meld.
This is true.
Don't feed into it. My question is,
unbelievable.
If you're coming to this event, what would you get? You get food?
Yeah, you get food. We're working on a VIP experience too, so that's still under conversation. But
you notice I point out food. That's
yeah,
all
the,
like,
food. We have food. We have yummy, yummy food, and you have choices. And if you're a vegetarian, we have a vegetarian choice too. It's usually like a beef, and then or a chicken, or you get the vegetarian. And I don't know those off the top of my head, but I will tell you, no complaints. Usually, like again, because it's at Castlewood Country Club. You're walking in to a really, it's
so
like,
nice.
Well, yeah, it's a sure deal. Like you're walking into comfort. And then afterwards, and I, some people don't like want me to keep doing this, but some people do. We have dancing because I love to dance.
Oh, really? So, dance floor?
Oh, yeah. Once the auction's over, people can go if they want, or you can stay. And we get people stay. Our DJ's good. Yeah, he's good. He doesn't play like, you know. Should I say wedding music? I don't know.
Okay.
he's playing music that you're
okay.
having fun
you want
with.
To get okay, down
yeah,
with.
Yeah, it's not like the Electric Slide.
Do you dance?
No, right.
Well, I will. Yeah, if the music's good, I will. I just don't want to do like the cha-cha slide or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no,
stupid
it's
stupid songs. But I don't want anything that's at a wedding, basically.
If anybody is interested in learning more, they can go to our website. So we have driversforsurvivors.org, and then you go to upcoming events, and it's right there. Or you can call 510-579-0535. Or you can email events@driversforsurvivors.org.
Very good.
So in the
anyone can go.
Yeah, but I have to say one thing. The four is spelled F-O-R, not the number four. Drivers for survivors.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
I also want to mention this because for people who might be tuning in for the first time or maybe haven't heard much about Sherry or Drivers for Survivors, what amazes me about this is I've read many stories. We've all heard those stories of people who get ill and they just don't have family or anything. And like what this really does, and what it's so amazing, is that let's say somebody in your life or somebody gets sick with cancer, has to go to treatments, and they just don't have the – when you're going through treatments, you don't have the energy for anything. You're sick. You're not feeling well. Sometimes you don't want to talk. Sometimes you can't drive.
I wasn't allowed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what this is an opportunity for a volunteer to actually go and pick these people up, drive them to their treatment, and then take them home.
Yes.
Whether it's a conversation in the car or silence.
That's
it's
right.
Just, but it's important that people know that this is like such amazingly powerful stuff.
And they pick their schedules. We don't pick it for them. They pick what they want to do. They pick their time investment. Hmm. So it's a very unique model that it's a modern. And yes, it's, you know, you don't know what people's pre-existing conditions are either.
Right.
So, you know, one person might say, I didn't need anybody to drive me. And you might have another person like myself where we're told by the doctor the type of chemo you're going to have, you're not going to be able to drive.
Yeah.
We won't let you. So everybody's different. It can hit different ages. I mean, I was 43 and I was being told you can't drive. So it's not an age thing.
Right.
It's what you're getting hit with. And if you have pre-existing, and yes, if you have family or if you don't, we do have mostly scenarios of people who are more isolated, if you will. But we also do have some people who have maybe a support network that they're getting, you know, it's hard to keep up with. And so we're a reprieve. So sometimes we're the backup. But either way, we're here. And if you need us and you've got cancer and you qualify by being in our service areas, then there's, you know, you need to be ambulatory. So you need to be able to, you know, get in and out of the car. Right. Mm-hmm. And you need to be over 18. Those are our only stipulations.
If you want to volunteer to do the driving too, because we've had that blanket drive we've been doing for a while, and everybody, we couldn't believe how many people stepped up and were just like, we want to help. We want to volunteer. Let us go take the blankets out. So I think people do inherently want to do good things.
Yes, yeah, so there's some preconceptions that some people think that what they're going to be dealing with because it's cancer is going to be heavy. And actually, a lot of times it can be very positive and uplifting. And also, a lot of times now, the anti-nausea medicine works very well. So it's not like you're dealing with the circumstances. It's not like how the movies used to depict it.
Right.
And so I want to demystify that because that's not the experience that most people have. I mean, you might have an experience once in a while where somebody might be more ill than another person in certain ways. But again, you pick and choose what you're comfortable with. And if you want to the next ride, offer it to another person. it's fine to do that.
Yeah.
What does happen a lot, though, is people will stick with a person versus the other, because there usually is this connection, and it's usually a soulful connection.
Yeah, I can
so
imagine.
A lot of people create very deep friendships and end up being friends for life.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's already happening where we've got people who, so they'll start, for example, at the gala, Jane, one of our drivers, brought the person she was giving rides to all the time because they just organically become friends.
Mm, so, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Can we mention the places, the areas? I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, you didn't.
Nope.
Where, like you said, how many is it now, 12 or 13?
So we are in Fremont. That's where we're based.
Right,
so we serve Fremont.
A lot of our listeners there.
Newark, Union City, Hayward, San Leandro, San Lorenzo, Ashland, Cherrylyn, Castro Valley, Dublin, Livermore, and Pleasanton. As of July, Oakland. And then there's going to be 5 more peripheral areas added the following July. But you know, again, getting some more grants would be very welcome, and getting, you know, just even nudges or introductions, things that just head us in that positive direction that we, because there is a very strong desire to emulate this model and even to create a chapter-like concept where, you know, because our model is now proven to be successful, and we're also working on a very elaborate procedure manual. So we've been working on this for a while, you know, putting all the pieces together of what we've been doing this whole, 9 years building, but 7 years technically.
You must be
so
proud.
I'm going to say,
like, you know, this is crazy.
Okay, so I have mixed feelings. Yes, I'm proud. Yes, I'm proud. But I still have a goal. I don't know why I'm stuck on it.
Yeah, like, but that's just because of your nature.
I'm stuck on the goal, and the goal is to have the replication. I called it a chapter, but having a chapter in California is a lot harder than it used to be. It keeps getting harder and harder. So I'm going to call it a chapter-like concept. Mm-hmm. But I'm really stuck on it, and I feel like that's going to be our tipping point, and I can't seem to be able to let that go. I just...
Because you're a businesswoman, your results, and like you have a goal and you want to get to your goal. But let me just stop you and say what you've done from when we first met back when we were KLOK 5 years ago, whatever
three areas.
It was,
or at least 5 years ago.
Like you, where you've come in such a short time, relatively speaking,
for transportation,
with very
yes.
little resources.
Yes.
It's insane.
Well, it was hard at first. I mean, there was a little bit like, you know, when you're the new kid on the block, and I wasn't, you know, immersed back then. That was a struggle. You know, the gaslighting maybe. I don't know. But, you know, we outlived that. And now people know the spirit, and they know who I am. And so it's definitely, yes, come a long way. And oh, I know. So we added another person to the team. So our staff, this is a volunteer. She used to work for the city of Fremont. An economic development department. She's retired. She has her own things that she's had to deal with. And she found us, and it was just like immediate, like she loved us and we loved her immediately.
Right.
Like, and usually it takes me a little time because she's high level, and I've been giving her high level projects, and I pulled her in pretty quick, which is not like me. And it was the best decision we ever made. So she's working on special projects, and actually I have her leading up Oakland. So Kim, Kim has been, and when I was ill, she was in the picture. So she kept on going, you know, keeping things
amazing.
Rolling. Yeah.
So we only have a couple minutes left. You believe this, right?
Wow.
It's crazy. This
God goes by so
it
fast.
It always does.
Yeah. But
you talked too much during the show this time. You just talked way too much.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I said enough.
Can I share one more thing so we don't forget?
Yeah,
real
please.
Quick. I want to thank Share the Spirit for giving us the grant this year. We were on the cover of the East Bay Times. It was a competitive application. And several awardees made it through. I don't know how many people made the cover, but I have to tell you, the end result of that coverage for us was just dynamite. It was really, really amazing. So thank you, East Bay Times. I know you administered it by the Contra Costa Crisis Center, and all those funds are being used for our program. And
so cool.
It was
kudos.
One of the most highlights of 2019.
All right, good. Well, good that you got to mention that.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something, Larry?
Sorry.
I just wanted to thank Sherry again for being here with us. She is family. She's been from the start of our show.
Like, yeah. So
I thought, are we going on 6 or
I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I lost track
of
time.
Like you were for us, too. Same thing. New for you, new for us.
Yeah, you were brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, my daughter's been very ill, as a lot of the listeners know, and Sherry was kind enough to come alongside her, or want to come alongside her, which I really appreciate. And that would help a lot. So thank you again for that. Thank you for being you.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know what? It's a love fest. I love that you guys care about the organization, and I love that you care about me and other people in their hearts. You can see into people's hearts. And, you know, I've been through so much, and, you know, even this health stuff, and yes, I'm go, 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 but I have my vulnerabilities. And yeah. I know that you guys really see, so clearly, you have such a connection with your program. You're like the real deal. And it's just so nice to be able to be in the presence of people who are looking to expand and help develop programs and people in the way that you are. So it's just such an honor.
Very sweet of you to say that. Thank you. Thank you for those kind words. Okay. I'm amazed at you. I always am. You are a role model for a lot of for people who don't know it, you should be a role model, but I'm sure for a ton of people in your life, including us. One more time, I'm going to mention Saturday, April 18th is the Black and White Ball, which is a huge deal, and it's a big part of your year for fundraising.
It's the biggest.
Pancake breakfast is lovely, but the Black and White Ball is where it's at.
Yeah, it really is. In the Tri-Valley, once we get that fashion show going, did I mention that yet? We're going to have a fashion show. I won't get in details because we don't have it yet.
Will you come back soon?
Yeah, I'd love to.
When do you want to come back? Before the ball?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe one time before the gala.
Want to come back in March, end of March or something?
Yeah, man.
We should do another push.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. It's just a good excuse to have you back here, really. But it would be great to be able to plug
this again. It would be my pleasure.
All right. Awesome. Sherry Higgs from Drivers for Survivors. Look them up online, driversforsurvivors.org. And it's F-O-R.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you refer to it as a business. Even though I started it, it's not really a business. It is in the sense that you have to keep it going.
Yeah.
But it's a nonprofit and it's community. It's community driven.
Yeah.
So
do good in your life. Do something good. This is one of those things you can do.
Yeah.
Larry, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
You were exceptional today, by the way.
Because I didn't say anything?
Exactly. Very good. You figured it out.
I know.
Thank you. No, seriously. And Sherry, thank you so much. For those of you who want more information, driversforsurvivors.org. And we'll see you back here next week on People Helping People.